Welcome to Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Tim.
And Shannon.
It's opinion, fact, information, and your alert system. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. And welcome to Right Spokane Perspective on this America's Future Wednesday episode. We're going to be talking with Mary Flynn O'Neill with the campaign of Get in the Fight here in just a moment after some inspiration.
Our inspiration today is courage to stand for Jesus. In AD 155, the early church father Polycarp was threatened with death by fire for his faith in Christ. He replied, "For 86 years I have been his servant, and he has done me no wrong. And how can I now blaspheme the king who saved me?" Polycarp's response can only be an inspiration for us when we face extreme trial because of our faith in Jesus, our king. Just hours before Jesus' death, Peter boldly pledged his allegiance to Christ. "I will lay down my life for you." Jesus, who knew Peter better than Peter himself, replied, "Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. However, after Jesus' resurrection, the same one who denied him began to serve him courageously and would eventually glorify him through his own death. Are you a Polycarp or a Peter? Most of us, if we're honest, are more of a Peter with a courage outage, a failure to speak or act honorably as a believer in Jesus. Such occasions, whether in a classroom, a boardroom, or a break room, needn't define us. When those failures occur, we must prayerfully dust ourselves off and turn to Jesus, the one who died for us and lives in us. He'll help us to be faithful to him and courageously live with him daily in different places. Heavenly Father, please forgive us when we shrink back in fear and betray you by our words or our actions. We need your strength to live boldly as a believer in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we definitely need to be acting boldly and following the commandments that we are given. And biblically, we are supposed to be looking out for the orphans and the widows. And we're going to be talking about some of those children today that we are supposed to be watching out for with Mary Flynn O'Neill. I want to invite her onto the program and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Really, really, really nice to be with you guys. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. That was wonderful. That is a motivating way to speak to the people today. We need to be courageous and stand strong for Jesus, you know?
Yeah, we definitely need to be more courageous now than we have been for decades, because we've allowed things to get out of control in so many ways in our country. Yeah. And we've really not used the government we have in the ways it was designed to be used, and protecting the rights of citizens, especially the innocence of children, is definitely a mandate that we are falling behind on. But you are working on that issue in a campaign with Get in the Fight with the organization America's Future. Tell the audience, just as an introduction, who is Mary Flynn O'Neill and some of the background and how you got involved in this organizational structure for, looking at issues surrounding children.
Sure. So I am the executive director of America's Future. It is 78 years old this year. In April, we turned 78 years old. It is one of the first nonprofits in this country. And these were great entrepreneurs, military men and women, writers, very gifted kind of people who were trying to warn the American people after World War II that the communists had infiltrated into this country, and they were warning us, and also on the public school systems and all the systems that we see today, how very relevant is this today, that every system is broken. And that's what they were trying to do. And they were doing it through, you know, paper, books, writings, any way they can, until technology got a little better and they had radio and so forth. And then, of course, the internet broke a whole new level for us. This is a very old organization. And let's see, we took it over in 2021. My brother was asked by a General Singlub, John Singlub, another great general who was an intel general, who was actually a kind of a mentor to my brother in the intel world in the military. And he asked if my brother would be interested in taking this organization over. for him to be the chairman. And so General Flynn decided he would. And he asked me to be the executive director. And I have a background in probably 40 years in nonprofit and business world, mostly nonprofit. And so I was honored to take this challenge on. It had been dormant for about 20 years. Phyllis Schlafly had it.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. She was a great, you know, conservative fighter, a woman who was very pro-life and so forth. She made a great stand in this country for the conservative
movement. She had the Eagle Forum, which also, right? And so she was really propelling policy to protect the foundation of our culture and society, which is the American family. And it seems that we've seen a need more and more for that kind of activism, where we need to protect that foundation of our society, but we also have to protect the children that are the future families and foundations.
That's right. And that's what the battle began back then on the breakdown. They were tearing up the family unit, and the children were obviously the sad part about it is that we have forgotten how very, very, you know, beloved children are. And they are the future of this country and the world. I mean, they are the builders of the future, and we need to protect them. We have to hold life very, very blessed, and we have to hold it up in great form, because children are very important. And look what we've done with children today. It's a very sad state we're in.
Many of the things are criminal, in fact, and I think that children are the first victim of the Communist Manifesto of breaking down the family. They are the first victim. And then you have a cultural problem moving forward, as the children don't have well-adjusted lives. And then they get into adulthood and have children. And so the conditions, you know, broadly for the family, for society, has worsened, but by design in the efforts, like when this organization started, when after World War II and the communists came over and they altered our public education system. And it's really a systematic breakdown, but it's causing massive cultural problems. And of course, we're not protecting the children in the schools and outside of them.
No, we had also people that were alarmists at that time as well, that were crying population control. We must control population. We must control, you know, the life. I mean, that's what the feminist movement began with. And the Marxist movement was pretty strong at that point, too. And they were building into that momentum, Planned Parenthood, all that. And then, of course, remember, they began to bring in secularism forth. So the government grew, everything kind of grew. The communism broke in, the Marxist broke in, the socialism broke in, and look where we are. And of course, sadly, my generation, I'm 62, my brother is 65. We're the generation that kind of and we just thought, you know, okay, the politicians were, you know, doing a great job, and they weren't. We didn't do much. So we really need to be the generation that saves this country and wakes this country up.
Well, really, our foes, the communists, the people around the globe that would like to see America fall, have made the greatest strides throughout your adult life. You've watched it happen from when things were more structurally sound in the American family and our institutions when you were growing up. And then you saw your generation allow those things to happen. We've seen it through politics oftentimes as well. And, you know, this thing with sanctuary states, where we're allowing drug trafficking, human trafficking, and the family law systems that have broken down due to a lot of those policies that are similar in nature, just allowing these things to occur.
Yeah, the politics. I mean, look at the politicians. I mean, the Democratic Party went way off, you know, went way, way off as to what it was, you know, back in the day when my parents were Democrats and they were the JFK ones. They were the conservative working class people that believed in pro-life and were conservative. Remember, when this organization started in 1946, there were no such thing as conservative movement. There were thousands of groups of communism organization. They were already organized back then. And so that's what these people knew going forward. They knew that this was going on, that there were many, many organized groups of communism in this country already. So they really were warning. And Phyllis she took it upon herself to keep this organization going and keep educating. And that's what we do. You know, we continue, my brother and I don't think my brother really realized how really rich the history of this organization was to this country, the legacy this organization has. It's just interesting how God puts you in certain positions and places in your life. And I've been an advocate for children for quite some time. I have four grandchildren, and I've helped many, many people in the foster care system and the CPS system, which is very, very corrupt. The family court system is a broken system. So I started advocating for children a long time ago before I grabbed this organization. And it's just very sad today where we see, you know, that the politicians and the people that are the elite classes, they really are mutilating and killing children. That's really, they don't care about this country either. That's the sad part. They don't care about, people need to be very honest about that. They don't care about this country. In fact,
they don't.
They hate it.
And the people too. I mean, they've implemented policy that's very damaging. And, you know, we were told with, you know, the Great Society, we were going to end poverty. We were told with all these different policies with abortion and birth control, we were going to have lower crime rates. Hasn't turned out. We have more poverty and more crime.
And look at what they came 2020. Look at where their agenda went. I mean, right off the get-go, they start bringing children into the border without adults. They're just bringing children in.
That's an issue I've brought up a number of times, because I want to make sure I do this until I've heard an answer to the question, where is the 85,000 children?
Right.
Where are they?
Exactly. That's right. So I can tell you basically in firsthand, you know, that, and simply I can explain this in simple terms to people, that there were certain people that were, you know, working down there to help these children that were coming into the border. And what they discovered was the children were being put into the system, but NGOs, contractors, and other charities, NGOs, were taking the children and moving them around. But they discovered that the children were taken out of the system, meaning the actual computer system. So their names were gone. And then they were gone already. They were already moved around through contractors.
Well, then you have the multiple contractors. You got the major NGOs, and then it kind of is a pyramid that funnels down to other organizations in cities and communities across this country. And none of them, as far as I know, were actually well vetted. We've seen lots of corruption.
Oh, no, none of them were.
Even in Washington State, we saw a guy, I think it was a story that was just a couple weeks ago, where he was supposed to be helping the youth, and apparently he misspent $330,000. And that's just one guy, one little organization. They're all over the country that are placing children in families that we don't know if they're well vetted, as well as the foster care system, maybe no background checks even.
Well, we know that because of Tara Rodas and the great work she's done. She's testified, you know, before Congress. We know that these people were put into the hands of cartel and traffickers, and we know that already. So now the problem is to get these people to move on. Where are these children? Where are they? What's going on right now. That work is going on. I will say that work is going on.
Well, and I think it's time to do more than just ask that question. We need to get in the fight is the name of the campaign. We're talking about a Washington State Summit on Child Trafficking. The event is Friday, April 26th and April 27th, Saturday, On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific. Again, it's Friday and Saturday. Look it up. Yeah. You can go to americasfuture.net. That's americasfuture.net. There is a small cost. There's going to be a movie presentation and a summit panel as well. So again, americasfuture.net. We're going to take a quick break. Again, we're going to be right back with Mary Flynn O'Neill. And welcome back to this Wednesday episode. We're getting in the fight for America's Future. That's americasfuture.net. That event coming up again, Friday, April 26th, Saturday, April 27th, On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific Avenue. You got to be there. We've got to get in this fight. We are again visiting with Mary Flynn O'Neill, and she's going to be there as well as her brother, General Flynn. And we're going to be getting in this fight because it's so important. The foundations of our culture, the foundations and future of our country are those children. And we haven't done a good enough job in America protecting their, you know, fragile minds, their future, their education, and their well-being. Welcome back into the show, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Honestly, it's great to be here. And thank you for helping us get the word out about this great summit that we're very, very, very excited, really excited to be in Spokane. It's a place that is very it needs the education and the training, and we're bringing awareness. And we're going to specifically talk about some issues that are going on right now and some of the things that we can do to help Washington, Spokane get through these tough times right now and help protect and defend your children, because we need that in the local communities. That's most important.
Well, and Spokane is a key community for a lot of things. We are the largest city, so we're involved with a lot of commerce. We're the largest city between Seattle and Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, yeah.
We are a hub for commerce, but we're also a hub. We know, of course, because we see what's going on in the news in our area with the drugs and the trafficking, the homelessness, those big issues. But being a hub for the drug trafficking also means that we're involved with human trafficking, child trafficking, and we're going to see a lot of the other criminal elements moving through our communities if we don't start standing up.
Right. So let me just put it in terms for the listeners that number one money maker commodity is child trafficking. Number two is guns. Number three is drugs. Okay. So number one money maker is to sell a child. Okay. Whatever that looks like, there's many, many ways and many, many different things that they do, but that's number one. And then guns, and then drugs. And by the way, it's in every neighborhood in this country now because of the crisis at the border. It's everywhere now. They had to have a new supply of children in this country for this kind of evil activity, buying and selling children. Okay,
so that's the thing. The drugs is a one-time sale once they traffic it, but when you're talking about the human trafficking, once that individual is trafficked, then it is a continual payment as long as they can find ways to use that individual, whether it's working in a labor type fashion or things that are far, far worse. Spokane has seen some of this, and there's organizations here. I'm sure that they're going to be showing up to this Washington State Summit that you're going to be having again Friday, April 26th, Saturday, April 27th, americasfuture.net.
That's right.
What kind of tools and advice? I know that there is a documentary that you guys are going to be bringing with you, a film.
So what we do, let me just make it. So what we do is we start with a panel, and this is a 2-day event. The panel is Friday night. Laura Logan is the panel moderator. My brother, General Flynn, will be there. I have Basil Boz and Tina Boz. They are the founders of the ARC, which is Association of Recovery of Children. They've been around since 1993. He's been the first kind of foundation that, and he's Black Hawk Down. This guy's no joke. He and his wife and their foundation are incredible people, and they've been doing this a long time. You give up everything to do this kind of work. Okay. These are the kind of people that we bring to a state. And then I have Jason Jones, who is on the border. We need to talk about the border in Washington and what's affecting their communities, how it's affecting their communities. We have Tara Lee Rodas, and we have a guy who's the whistleblower, the HHS whistleblower. She's got, they're going to be hearing new information as to what's going on and how we're working to get these children and where they're, where they are and how we're dealing with how many children. I mean, there's over 200,000 children now. It's not 85,000. There's a lot of children missing.
Yeah.
They continue to do this. This is not something that they just, because they got caught, they stopped. No, they still do it. We just rescued a little girl out of the hands of cartel down in the border. through some of our people that, you know, they ran the cartel, two guys that kept coming through bringing kids in, they ran away once they got spotted, and they left a 9-year old little beautiful little girl, and we rescued her. We followed her all the way through to find out where she was going, what she was going to do, and they almost had her. But you know, these are kind of the things that we work on. This network that I have all over the country and in the world is very big, and we have good people that do this. There's also Buddy Jericho. He's All Things Possible Ministries. He's a guy that is an intel guy. There's a lot of new kind of technology. There's kind of, you know, some really brilliant people that are really stepping up their game, that have given their life. These are a lot of military people too that, you know, want to help. You know,
well, we've got to have those kinds of people that are experienced in these organizations, because where our government fails continually, obviously on purpose, I'm seeing is basically what most people are seeing. We did not have this problem that long ago. Yeah. You know, like the Chinese, this is not just children from South America. We, you know, 26,000, I think.
They'll take children from anywhere they can get children. And by the way, it's like a menu. I'm going to be very honest with you. At this point, it's a menu. It's the color of their skin. What's this? What's that? I mean, it's all priced. It's very, very.
Well, they're coming from all over the world. I mean, China has had a hospital in California for years. This is not just a new thing under this administration, where they were birthing children of Chinese pregnant women in this hospital, and this has been known, and our country has failed to stop this kind of abuse of human
and
beings.
That's why we need local action. That's really why we need local action. People need to learn how to spot this stuff and what they can do to stop it. There are ways that you can stop this. Honestly, there really is. This is an incredible library. We're going to kick off a big library for Washington that they know people can just go to as a resource to find out what it is, their policies, what they can do, numbers, people they can contact. All kinds of resources are on americasfuture.net for Washington. We'll be breaking that out as we go. We'll be talking about that. And we have, you know, some real expert people that we're going to be bringing to the people. Now, this is for the grassroots. That's where I need to be. That's why, you know, the church that this On Fire Ministries is so important, because I really want to be in the churches, because one, they hide in there. Two, the pastors, to get the pastors who are really going to work, that don't, they're not afraid of this topic. I have many pastors that don't even want to talk about this stuff. And there's a reason why they don't want to talk about it. They're either bought and paid by the government, or they're involved. So it's really important. You remember, I worked for the Catholic Church for quite some time. I was a whistleblower. I know what's going on with the Catholic Church has, the Catholic Charities is one of the biggest NGOs that are moving children around. I know that.
Well, one of the problems we know, I mean, and we talked about it on this show, the Sinaloa drug cartel is looking at moving not just drugs, but human beings around the Northwest, using Spokane as a hub, as well as Tri-Cities and some other cities in Central Washington. And this network is tied to the drug cartels south of the border, and they're not just moving children of Mexican descent. They're moving children from 100-plus countries around the world. And they know, I mean, obviously, we're starting to hear about possibly doing DNA testing when they're bringing children over, but we know that the flow of migrants...
They stopped doing DNA testing. That's what Biden did. He stopped it.
Stopped the DNA testing?
Yeah, they didn't do any more. That was one of the reasons, one of the easiest ways they could just get kids in, just take them in. They wouldn't send the kids back, by the way. They would just, they never, some kids wanted to go back home when they were brought in here by themselves, by the way. Children, little kids were just brought in by themselves. They wanted to go home. Our government wouldn't do that. They kept moving them around. No, we got to get them out of here. We got to get them over. We got to get to their sponsor. We got to get them around. And that's what they did.
Well, and the NGOs they're using, like you said, they're using the churches. They're using Christian organization, whether it's Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist. They're using Christian organizations to move these children around the country with their
money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Well, and they're moving them with their so-called parents and providing them housing, and there's criminal acts going on. We see the drug deals that happen on the corner in the streets in, you know, downtown cities across the United States, no different here in Spokane. But what we're not paying attention to is how the other criminal actions, the human trafficking, child trafficking is being done. So I think that looking at americasfuture.net showing up to Washington State Summit Friday, April 26th and April 27th is important, because when we see something, we're supposed to say something. And we know that maybe the government's not going to do anything right away, but if enough of us are in tuned, but what are we looking at? You have to know what to look for. Those drug deals are a little more obvious, and there's a criminal underbelly in this city that we're not seeing. So we have to know what to look for so that we can say something.
Right. That's what we need. We need to be educated. We need to know signs. We need to know about what our kids are doing on the internet. We need to know how to, we need to know to learn tactics of predators and traffickers, and, you know, how to leverage that knowledge that you gain from learning this stuff and spotting trafficking houses, spotting businesses that have cash. You know, there's all kinds of ways that we can do. There's pornography kind of, you know, pornography is anybody that is involved in watching pornography, or even in, they think it's funny pornography. Let me tell you something, even buying a magazine, you're contributing to children being pornography. Biggest pornography money maker is child pornography.
Well, and they're using cryptocurrencies now too for doing a lot of this criminal behavior. And some of the cryptocurrencies are benefit. There's like 1,200 cryptocurrencies out there, I believe. And some of those cryptocurrencies are directly tied funding some of this stuff.
That's right. So parents and we have, you know, we have one, let me see, one, two, three. We have an overcomer seminar that's awesome for the victims and survivors. We have a great an hour and a half long training and speaking on that one. And then we have for parents and caregivers, adult programs. We have first responders. We have real estate brokers can learn. There's so many. We just did a 200. We had 200 real estate brokers down here in Florida, and they were floored. They're still calling me saying, I can't believe I missed this. The stuff they're learning is like, remember, criminals are 6 years ahead of law enforcement, by the way. Okay. So they change their game constantly because they have to get done, you know, to be criminal. That's what they do.
Well, and a lot of times they're hiding under the guise of a well-intentioned nonprofit that's leasing space from a local landowner, warehouse owner, people that own housing, the apartment complexes. It's a very diabolical network, and we've got to get ahead of this. Again, Mary Flynn O'Neill and General Flynn will be in Spokane with the campaign of Getting in the Fight, America's Future. Go to americasfuture.net Friday, April 26th, Saturday, April 27th, On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific Avenue. You're going to be at that Washington State Summit to see a movie and a panel that is really going to just floor you, but also open your eyes and give you tools to open the eyes of other people in the community. Because again, it's not just 85,000 children Congress was asking, where are they? There are hundreds of thousands of children that have been and are being trafficked around our country.
Yeah.
Even after they become adults, we should not be a nation that allows that kind of criminal activity, the slavery and the degradation of those future human beings that should be cared for and looked at as the greatest asset our country has for the future. We're out of time for today's show. I want to thank Mary Flynn O'Neill for coming on. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Can't wait to see you guys here in Spokane. Again, folks, we are out of time for today. Don't miss that Washington State Summit, americasfuture.net. We'll be with you folks again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Right Spokane Perspective. We are sponsored by Right Spokane Perspective LLC and made possible by advertisers you hear and contributions from listeners like you.